Welcome to this Europe à la carte podcast featuring our best travel tips for Stockholm, the Swedish capital. I'm Karen Ryan, the founding editor of Europe à la carte, where you'll find travel tips about the best places to visit in Europe. You can read this post in full, collated by Amanda, at the Europe à la carte blog, that's www.europealacarte.co.uk/blog. So starting off with historical attractions in Stockholm. Stockholm's most famous museum is the Vasa Museum, home to the 1620 ship which sank and spent 300 years in the Baltic Sea before being salvaged, renovated and becoming the centrepiece of this museum. Another interesting museum in Stockholm, which has more than 70 museums, is the Museum of Medieval Stockholm, which recently underwent extensive renovations. As a whole, Stockholm has a fascinating medieval history and many places to see evidence of this, including the old town area known as Gamla Stan. Sports fans might like to check out Stockholm's Olympic Stadium, constructed for the 1912 Olympics. For something different, try the House of Nobility in the centre of Stockholm, a historical building which now features the genealogical history of the noble families of Sweden. Alternatively, the Stadshusen, City Hall, home to the Nobel Prize banquet, can be an interesting place to explore, especially if you climb the tower for some great views over Stockholm. And next, there are a few free things to do in Stockholm. Sweden does have a reputation for being a bit on the expensive side, so it's always good to know there are some free attractions. There is the Swedish House of Parliament, or Riksdag. It's situated on an island, easily reached via pedestrian bridge, and offers regular tours, some in English, and they're all free. If you're looking for interesting exhibitions but are short on cash, then the Kulturhuset, Culture House, in Stockholm is a great way to spend your time. It has numerous floors of exhibitions including photography, films and artworks, and most exhibitions are free to enter. Enjoying the outdoors is possible, but different, in both summer and winter, at the Kungstrad Garden, which is the venue of the fantastic Christmas market in December. Although tours of the Skogsskären Garden World Heritage Listed Cemetery are available, Marcus suggests giving yourself a free tour instead. Now, there are many interesting palaces and churches to visit in Stockholm. The Riddarholmskyrkan is a church on the small island in Stockholm, which dates back, in part at least, to the 13th century, and it's the burial place for a number of Swedish royals. An hour out of Stockholm by boat, the Drottningholm Palace is where the Swedish royal family live, but the general public can access most of the palace's grounds. Also, a short trip out of Stockholm to the north, you'll find the Ulriksdal Palace, which used to be the royal family's summer residence. Now, thinking about film, food and getting around in Stockholm, film buffs might like to time their visit to coincide with the Stockholm International Film Festival in November. If you're feeling peckish while wandering Stockholm, you can stop at Hotgårdshallen markets, where you'll find all kinds of local and international foods. To add a great view to your meal or drink, you can try the Mosebake establishment during summer, which is a great outdoor seating area. How you get around Stockholm depends a lot on the season, but of course the metro's fine all year. In summer, you might want to try the Stockholm City Bikes scheme. So, hope we've given you some good tips on what to do when you visit Stockholm. And if we've missed anything and you have some tips on fantastic things to do in Stockholm, please come to the blog and leave a comment. Thanks for listening to this podcast and do join us again soon. You can subscribe to the Europe à la carte podcast on iTunes or Audioboo. Goodbye.